Thank you all for coming today again. And I can see that life is starting. I can see it from the numbers of participants. We're usually floating somewhere between 100 and 110. And this morning we have 84. So we have lost people to work, I suspect. I've had some emails about that as well. And I'd still like to thank those of you who have sent your two statements, a statement about stress and the statement about resources. And it's still very, very valuable for me to have that and reflect on it. And can everybody hear me? Yeah? Okay, good. And as expected, our resources stay... It's actually interesting. The resources stay fairly coherent. It's the same resources. And the fears diverge more and more. The stressors diverge more and more. So we get more and more different things that we're concerned about. And the places that we go to find resources to nurture ourselves stays more or less the same when I look at the group as a whole. So it doesn't surprise me that the things that worry each of you that resources each of you stays the same, but it's interesting that throughout this whole process, the resources that are repeated again and again and again, and I'm suspecting this is at least our subgroup of humanity at this time, has a huge resource in nature, has a huge resource in relationships as well. Close relationships, intimate, and those can be intimate people, they can also be intimate animals. Animals that we live with, dogs that we have, that we walk with in nature, for instance. So those are core resources. And fortunately, we have a lot of people here who also find deep, strong resources in doing things with their body. And or yoga, or it doesn't really matter. And fortunately also, there are a number of you that also find resources in these meditations that we do together. And perhaps also, or some of you also, in meditation in general. And that stays constant. Whereas the difficulties that we're facing keep changing more from week to week. Some of them are the same, of course. We're still frightened of control. Being controlled from the outside. We're still frightened of the future, loss of opportunity, the sense of not knowing what the future is going to bring, this sense of standing at the edge of the unknown and fearing the unknown that is to come. And I think that goes with also a sense of not knowing how to orient in this world that keeps changing, that's going to keep changing. That the corona crisis as such was not something that lasted for a few months and then it's over, but that it's actually continuing to shape our societies and will continue to shape our societies for a good long while. Nobody knows how long. And in that, of course, there are both dangers and also opportunities. So... mostly what you have been focusing on as a group, the people that have sent me letters, have been focusing on the dangers. And one of the things that you're also come out of your statements is a sense of grieving, I think, also fear and grieving about the splits, the conflicts, both the conflicts with people that we feel should be taking more care or that should be supporting the things that we support, but also the greater conflicts and arguments in our societies and in our political communities. And it looks like we have a lot more people have just showed up, so we are heading up to about 100 again. So welcome to those of you who have just come in. Did I just... No. And... I was struck with some specific you might say medicines for that. It's an old traditional term for, well, in Tibet and in the East, for how do you find mind medicines. Actually, meditation is considered a mind medicine. So what is the mind medicine that we're looking for with all these diverse things that are sort of buzzing and that take up space? And two things struck me first. First one was this dynamic of learned helplessness that I think I've mentioned before in these talks, that when the world is overwhelming, when we feel we can't do anything, we drop into a sense of helplessness. And this helplessness actually makes us lose the ability to recognize possibilities, opportunities that are there. So it's really important when we feel overwhelmed to find what it is that we are able to actually do. And for some of us, it's what can we actually do to protect ourselves and also make space for other people. And for some of us, we have to kind of balance between those two things. I think that's a very common issue for many, many psychotherapists all the time. But as we grow older, or as we have different physical problems ourselves, it becomes more specific. How do I find that balance? It's a constant search. So there's this thing about learned helplessness, which also has to do with, well, what can I do about problems in society? And it's important to not stay at that point. It's valid. It's okay to go, oh, I can't do anything, for a while, and then pick yourself up and go do something. Give yourself the space to collapse and then pick yourself up and do something else. That seems to have been important, because I forgot what the other thing was that I wanted to say. But what I connect that to also is this sense of how we live in the present moment. The present moment is always full of things that are both beautiful if we look at them. There's a practice and an exercise in somatic experiencing where you sit in a room. Some of you are sitting outside, I notice. But you're sitting wherever you are, and you can just let your eyes find something. You can try it now. Find something that you like to look at. Something that gives you a little spark of pleasure. That in itself is an action that helps to counteract learned helplessness, this sense of I can't do anything. That in itself. It doesn't take more than that. It's a small seed. A seed of resilience, a seed of strength. You can make 10 of those choices, and you have created something good in yourself. You've created a power that can shine out of you and that can be used, an energy that can be used for a larger step somewhere. So in that now moment, which is very small, where we are right now, or where we are in these days, we tend to get caught in worry. And the worry, if there's too much of it, if we keep cycling with that, which our brains have a tendency to do, they like to look at the negative, which is a very wonderful survival strategy if you're living out in the open, that you better believe that what's that strange sound is something dangerous, because if you take it too easily, then you're going to get eaten by a bear, right? So there are very few bears here, so we need to find a better balance between our negative orientation, which has helped us survive through many, many hundreds of millions of years, and our capacity to see something that is very rare in our societies and always has been, which is a much greater picture. So instead of looking at Corona, looking at, well, how do the last 300 years look? And if you start to look at that perspective, which we are still part of, which is a greater now, a larger now, and now in time, but also a space in time, that what we are doing here, we who have so many more resources than most of the people on the planet, the way that we are holding this and the way that we manage to walk with our own sense of space and light makes a difference in our societies. And from there, it can spread to other societies as it has for hundreds of years. I was listening to a favorite stress researcher of mine the other day when I was exercising. And his name is Robert Sapolsky. And he was asked about some of the terrible things that happened and how stressed people are today and all. And he said, yeah, if you look at the current situation, then you really get a sense of how things are moving the wrong way, that maybe we're not evolving as we should. They were talking about the future of human evolution. And he said, but if you look at the last 500 years, everything is better than it was 500 years ago. There's nothing that hasn't improved. There's no parameter of human life that has not gotten better in that time. And inside those 500 years, we are still heading in the right direction. And every time we head in the right direction, there are things that go better and then there are things that go worse. There's this wave motion that happens that I'm sure you all recognize in your own lives as well. You might nod if that's true, that sometimes things are better and then they get worse. And then they get better again and then they get worse. And it keeps going back and forth like that. But if you look at a long arch of your capacity, for instance, your capacity to reflect, your capacity to care about yourself, to care about others, and you look back to when you were 20 and how you are today, you'll find it's gotten better. Does that make sense to you? So I was taken with this sense of how do we actually find spaciousness, a spaciousness that holds the pain that we feel and also the resources that we recognize and that we also feel. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that or to meditate a little bit on that today, knowing that this sense of spaciousness is also a space in time. It's not just a space in the room that we're in. It's basically a space in consciousness, a spaciousness of consciousness. So I think from there, we'll just go into the meditation. And as usual, we're going to start with stretching. And notice how the impulse to stretch changes your breathing. And how your breathing can allow a new impulse to stretch or to move, to show up. And maybe other things are happening in your body that ask for attention. Maybe there's a place that wants to be scratched. Or a yawn. Oh, yawns are always welcome. Yawns are always welcome. So this is a beginning of spaciousness, is to make space for your body. Such a strange word, body. It's really making space for sensing the deep river of sensation that keep changing, that keep offering a new possibility. A new possibility of movement, a new discovery, something I notice that I didn't notice a moment ago. Attention I didn't know was there. Or a sense of strength or pleasure that I didn't know was there. Maybe it wasn't a moment ago, but now it is. And noticing any areas of your body that are particularly asking for movement, stretching, attention today. Whether there are any areas that are asking for touch, some massage to your legs or your forearms or your buttocks. And remember areas of the body that tend to get lost a little bit, different for different people. For some, it's feet. For others, it's places like the area between the shoulder blades. The backs of your hands. The sense of the backs of your feet or your kneecaps, your eyebrows. And noticing how you can connect each movement and each attention with the way that breathing moves in you right now. And if you find your eyes watering or your nose starting to fill, it's because your autonomic nervous system is working to release stress, to relax in a wakeful way, to balance your system. And play for a moment with letting your awareness drop into this slow rhythm of your breathing. Both the yawns in breathing and the other parts of breathing. Letting your awareness settle into those waves, like a wave, this wave at this moment. in the ocean of life, breathing you, breathing me, breathing us. Each exhale, like the wave coming onto the shore with this long sighing release. And each inhale, like another wave building. Moving. Creating delicate wave sensations all the way through your body as your whole nervous system softly shifts, activates on the in-breath and slows on the out-breath. And if you like, play with letting any movements that you feel like doing, follow that rhythm. Letting your movement impulses become part of that symphony of your breath. Noticing the sense of, in that process, the quality, the sense, the feeling of the air that streams into you and the air that streams out of you. Taking a moment to think of, in a way to touch with your awareness, the growing things, the plants or trees that are closest to where you are sitting right now, that are your immediate source of oxygen, but also casting your mind touch wider to all the trees and all the plants and all the microorganisms, the plankton in the oceans that create the oxygen that nourishes each moment in each cell, in each of our bodies. And letting your mind drift with that, with this wave motion of your own breathing. Inhaling cooler air. Life inhaling cooler air through you, in you. Exhaling warmer air. So a sense of the airspace that is inside you, in your lungs. From there it is. Tiny molecules are carried in your bloodstream, but they're no longer in the form of air. They become air. There's a little magical transformation process that happens between your lungs and your bloodstream. And that happens again as we exhale. So that's kind of the inner air transformation. And then there's the outer air, this air space that all movement happens inside and that all movement dances with. Every movement dances in a space. And every movement is also held as the air itself is held to the earth, in the clasp, the embrace of the planet. So we can't really feel the weight of air, although air has weight, but we can feel the weight of ourselves. So taking a moment to play with your own sense of weight. Just lifting a finger will do it. Letting your head fall backwards a bit or to the sides a bit, just a bit. Lifting your shoulders even a couple of millimeters and feeling how there's this pull, this clasp, which we call gravity. This holding of the earth that holds us all and holds this vast field of air that we all share. And that we share with 7.5 billion people, the same airspace. All held by this planet. Just as it has held since the beginning of time on this planet. Throughout the whole evolution of life on this planet, everything, everyone has been held and will be in the future. So just feeling that spacious time quality. That we live inside one space of time, just as one space of planet and air. And just let your awareness move a little bit between that vastness and your own sense of your own breathing in your own body right now. If the space that I'm talking about in time and in the planet, if that's too much, you can take a space that's smaller. It could be anything as big as you can handle, your town, your city, space of that last 200 years, 100 years in the future. But you can also play with just getting a sense of how much space there is that we're a part of. We belong to it. We are part of it. As much as any blade of grass, as much as any leaf on any tree, as much as any animal, just as we are animals. We grow out of the world. Like any plant, like any animal. And are a part of it and dissolve into it again. And our sense of consciousness is part of a greater consciousness. And we can relax into consciousness as we relax into life. And from that moment, from that space, noticing these qualities of conflict in ourselves, voices of conflict inside of us that belong to our feelings and our thoughts. And also our conflicts with others, fear, the irritation, the anger, the worry, but all held in this field of awareness of life itself. Allowing life and awareness, the life and awareness that we feel, allowing it to hold the fear, the concern, the worry, the sense of helplessness, the anger, the frustration, loneliness, grief, allowing it to be held in that vast field, which is not just each of us, but all of us. As we deepen into heart, our heart, we discover the heart of everything. As we deepen into breath, we discover the breath of everything. Listening from that breath, which embraces the forms of pain or stress that we hold. And that also embraces and flows through each pain, each conflict. Every movement, every resource, every difficulty grows out of that space, is held in that space. In that quality of the breath of life, and our basic nature as human beings, which is to be able to love and also to hate, which is to want to be safe, but also to not have anybody control us, which is to want to be caretaken, which is to get upset when things don't happen the way we want them to, which is to worry about the future because we have minds that are capable of thinking about the future. Which is to grieve the loss of things that we thought were certain and stable and that aren't. All of this is held in breath, listening with the breath, as well as our ability to delight in sunsets, sunrises, springtime, children playing, our very nature, our basic nature, holds light and darkness and will continue to do so. And our societies hold light and darkness and will continue to do so. And listening to that from your breath. Our societies are, in a certain, very real sense, our bodies. And our bodies are our societies. And awareness and life. In these ongoing waves of breathing in each of us, just as trees breathe and fish breathe in the oceans, and animals breathe and people breathe, life breathes us all. Life, awareness, space is throughout everything that we sense. And as we start to move out of this meditation, we take some time to notice that we have created a quality of goodness here by this time that we've spent together, and to send that, to wish that, or to imagine it streaming to particularly those things in the world that you find yourself most concerned about. It could be someone that really needs the energy. It could be the politicians that you're most upset with. It could be the government that you disagree with. It could be or concerned for your own health, wherever that energy needs to go, something better needs to happen that you really care about, then let that energy go there first. And from there, let it flow like sunlight flows to everything in this planet. Because we live in this planet, not on it, in the sphere of this planet. And from here, you can start stretching again. Taking some time to let yourself remember this feeling of spaciousness as we get closer to our everyday consciousness again. Just taking the time to feel that spaciousness in us and around us and through us as we look around in the space that we're in right now. We can take a bit of time to practice thinking about something that we really feel upset by, that worries us, and to do it from this sense of spaciousness, the embrace of space. We've worked a few times with listening from our breath to these things. Now we're adding this quality of seeing from space, feeling from space. And